Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 16th. The grains closed higher here today with December corn up 14 cents at 735, September wheat up 27 cents at 1090 and a half, and November beans up 19 and three quarter cents at 1543 and a quarter. All three contracts closed about 6 cents off their highs, but it was still a pretty good day out here. The Dow Jones has been down about 850 points today. Right now it's down 790 points, but that had no impact on the grains whatsoever. The grains focused on the hot and dry forecasts for the next 10 to 14 days out here. And, you know, over the weekend, we're looking at temperatures, Nebraska, Kansas, between, you know, 100 to 103 degrees. Virtually no rain in sight, not even clouds in sight. So, you know, I think that's got the outside public a little bit interested in the market. Funds are adding to long positions out here. And, you know, unless there's a total meltdown in the Dow, I would think guys would want to go home long tomorrow and expect that if we're hot and dry over the long weekend, we'd gap open higher on Monday night. You know, right now we're in a bull market, and certainly the corn's responded over the last couple of weeks to the dry weather. The beans are catching up. The wheat was strong here today. The weather in France is very hot. Italy's dry. Spain's, we've got problems. And then here in the U.S., whatever wheat we've got left out in the field from winter wheat, you know, certainly take a little bit of a beating out here with this hot weather. But overall, it's really just a case of the forecast being hot and dry, and that's about it. Also helping this morning, the dollar is down 154 ticks. That's more than a penny and a half. We got up to 105.28. Early and then broke as much as 2 cents off the highs. We're currently at 103.40, down 154. So that helped the grains a little bit out here. Also helping, the crude oil was down about $3 at one point today. We had broken as much as $10 off the highs we've made in the last week or so. The highs were around 122 to 123. We got down to 112.31 here today, but then rallied more than $5 off the lows to close up 227. I think that comeback helped. I'm surprised the crude came back with the Dow down so much, but that's the way it was here today. The bonds were up about a full basis point, so it's a little bit contrary from what we've seen, but that's what it is out here today. You know, in the longer run, you know, one's got to think we can see higher corn prices and bean prices here. Like I said, unless the Dow really has a major meltdown or unless there's a significant change in the weather forecast, which certainly can come on any given day, as we've seen in the past. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.